and a united vision for a peaceful and prosperous future.
This is USA Radio News.
Guys, are you tired of being tired? Frustrated because it seems impossible to lose belly fat? If you're looking for a solution, then listen to Mark.
I had fantastic results with the Andro 400 Max. Probably lost 35 pounds. And more impressive than that was the inches I lost off of my belly and my waist. And the increased energy is fantastic. I'll be totally honest. I tried a different product, and I wasn't happy with the different product. You guys are considerably cheaper than the other brand, and I can really feel the difference.
Andro 400 Max, the extra strength, all-natural testosterone booster. The safe, easy, and affordable way to gain energy and lose stubborn belly fat. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Feel and look like a new man. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
President Trump has been alluding to a second phase of the tax cut plan he signed into law in December. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more.
On Thursday morning, his special counselor, Kellyanne Conway, suggests that part of that second phase will include making many of the tax breaks permanent. And she says newly named White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow will help the president make that happen and more.
Larry, I think, will continue to pick up that mantle and have phase two of tax cuts, plow forward on infrastructure and a strong, sound economy.
She was speaking on Fox and Friends. Democrats oppose making the tax breaks permanent, saying they'll add even more to the national deficit. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And finally, March Madness is in full swing. Games have started here this afternoon. Barack Obama used to love sending out his picks when he was president. He sent out a tweet and said, "Just because I'm not president doesn't mean you won't still see my picks." Worth noting, former President Obama has Virginia, Villanova, North Carolina, and Michigan State in the Final Four. This is USA Radio News.
Filling an opening at your company means more than just finding an employee. You're looking for a fit, a match. Robert Half understands that. We know you need someone who can do the work, someone who complements your culture. And, of course, you need that someone fast. When it all comes together, it makes for a perfect fit. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the matching experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com/radio for more information.
If you have an Amazon Basics portable charger, don't use it, according to the government and the company. USA Radio Network's Wendy King explains.
Amazon is recalling 260,000 Amazon Basics portable chargers because they can overheat and cause fires or burns. The U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission says the company has gotten 53 reports of the chargers overheating, including one of a customer who was badly burned by battery acid. The CPSC says customers should stop using the charger and contact Amazon for a refund. Also, Amazon.com Incorporated says it is also contacting customers to warn them. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
This year, your taxes have to be filed by April 17th. It's moved back because of a holiday in the District of Columbia. What if you actually owe the IRS money and owe taxes? Well, Dave Ramsey, he's the CEO of Ramsey Solutions Incorporated. He says you want to get things squared away with the IRS ASAP.
You do not want to put anyone ahead of the KGB, I mean the IRS. They have unlimited power to mess with your life, and they charge a lot of interest and a lot of penalties. So we always put them first.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, and Ramsey also said in that interview, if you owe the IRS, the big thing to do is figure out why you keep having to owe the IRS money. For all of these stories and more, please remember, check out usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, my name is Tim Berg.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader, Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You want answers?
exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Well, congratulations, everybody. We survived another week. We weren't nuked by the North Koreans. Russia didn't take over the country. Gee whiz, we didn't blow up the economy. You know, trade tariffs didn't take the entire world down. We did have a lot of crazy on the mainstream media. But, hey, we made it through. We made it through. Anyway. Oh, boy. I keep waiting. I keep waiting for that point in time. I'm anxiously waiting when it's that jump the shark moment. That jump the shark moment. You remember from Happy Days when they, you know, Happy Days got going downhill once Bonds decided to jump the shark. Remember that episode? The water skis? Anyway. That, what is his name there? What was he called? Nunberg thing this past week? I was like, okay, come on. Come on already. No, they're still ticking there. Anyway, we'll get into all that today without a doubt. Actually, I got to pull up a clip from The Simpsons that really kind of, they did a really good job showing the mainstream media for who they really are. It's like that, that Bonnie Raitt song. From not that it was maybe about 20 years ago. Was it something to talk about? That's all they're doing. They just got to come up with something to talk about. Anyway, saw this story, and again, I know I have touched on this quite often here on the program, but a couple stories this past week that kind of got my attention. Total U.S. household debt right now is above $13 trillion. $13 trillion. Hey, maybe the country as a whole is trying to compete with the federal government. $13 trillion. Then I saw this story. This was a New York Post article about a girl, 26-year-old girl, moves to New York, is getting an internship. Making a lot of money. She's doing some things that are right. She gets a second job working in retail. But she put herself under. She wanted to tell her story. That's right. My story about this young millennial living in New York. She's got 12,000 followers on Instagram. What was she doing? Oh, taking pictures of herself shopping. She was constantly buying clothes because she had to have the right clothes and the right pocketbooks to take the perfect gram. I didn't even know that that's what they call pictures nowadays. The perfect gram. Although her social media life looked glamorous, she was struggling financially, given that her internship only paid for a transportation stipend. Living off her savings and getting a part-time retail job, she sank $10,000 into debt trying to live, get this, an Instagram-worthy life. I was living above my means, she said. As Instagram influencers show off the latest fashion trends and their exotic vacations, mere mortals are breaking the bank trying to keep up. According to Fashionista, you would need to spend about $31,400 a year to maintain the standards of physical beauty represented daily in our Instagram feeds. Right. Why? Well, I mean, what is wrong? I get philosophical when it comes to this stuff? Because, again, I've mentioned here on the program, our job as financial planners often has us, well, in many occasions, we act like shrinks. Trying to get inside the way that people think, understanding the way that people think. And I always try to again, solve problems. And I start saying to myself that people must have an extraordinary self-esteem problem as a whole, where they have to do this. All right, she's built up 12,000 followers on Instagram. And when she checks that Instagram, she needs to feel liked. It's a drug. It really isn't any different than a junkie taking a hit. You have to go and spend money, just like you would if you had to spend it on drugs, to buy stuff to get that dopamine hit. So when you check your Instagram feed or your Facebook feed or your Twitter feed, somebody likes you. I want to remind everybody, this is a brand new world. Brand new world as far as the volume is concerned. We've always had to deal with keeping up with the Joneses. They're just saying this past weekend at church, they're reading the passage about the Ten Commandments. Thou shalt not covet. I'll put it my way. Thou shalt not covet your neighbor's stuff. Yeah. What do you think social media has become? It's become just that. And I saw this article later on during the week. There was another survey that was done. And again, doesn't surprise me. 42% of Americans have less than $10,000 saved for when they retire. Less than $10,000 saved. The number one reason, they give a list of reasons here, people cited. Number one reason is I don't make enough money. Number two reason, I'm struggling to pay bills, which is basically the same as number one. Number three was I won't need retirement savings. That's nice. You must be special. Four, I use my retirement savings for an emergency. The whole thing, right? And I don't know, my job doesn't offer a retirement plan, and I am prioritizing paying down debt. Okay. We've said again and again and again, the earlier you start to save, the less you have to save. It's just that simple. And I'm sorry, with all due respect to everybody out here, and you can give me all the sob stories, all the sad stories in the world, that you don't make enough money, your bills are too... If your bills are too high, well, then you're spending too much. Your house is too big, your car is too fancy, you're going out to dinner too much, your phone bill is too much money. Don't tell me that you can't find it. You can't find $50, $100, $500, $1,000 a month. I don't care what it may be, whatever your situation is. You can't find it because you can. You are being dishonest. You're lying to yourself. Take a look at the gadgets and the stuff and everything that we have. You can't find it? You know what frightens me about these numbers is that you're going to get the big government types. You're going to get the Teresa Geralducci's and her ilk that want to take everyone's retirement accounts and open up and have the government take it over and have a Social Security Part 2. And they'll say, look, 401Ks and IRA and savings accounts, they're not doing it anymore. The government has got to step in and do it. And that scares the hell out of me. It scares the hell out of me because, again, many Americans would be like, sure. Hey, sure, you're going to give me a nice Social Security. I'm going to get another one too. Great. Again, these are the same people that like to celebrate the 4th of July. Without any understanding whatsoever what actually freedom is, what it means. And it's this frightening stuff. You want to be like those people in Greece? Hey, that survey I mentioned last week, one of the most depressing countries on the planet. They're not far off from Venezuela. Why? Because you got nothing. You've got nothing. You're going nowhere. Government cuts your pension. Well, they cut your pension. What are you going to do about it? What are you going to do? You going to complain about it? Remember all those riots that they had there in Greece? That was like a temper tantrum. That's all. The government knew that they would go away. Doesn't matter. You don't own anything. You don't have anything. Oh, sure, you might have your house, and they can tax that even more. But you got to pay all this money. They take care of your taxes, your pensions. They control it. They control when you can get it. The funny thing is that we have this country, and we always talk about freedom. And many people don't want it. Freedom involves responsibility. They go hand in hand. You're going to have to make choices in life, people. We talk about choices and making wise choices. This is unacceptable. 42% of Americans at risk of retiring broke. If you're at risk of retiring broke and you've got less than $10,000, say, well, then you know what? You shouldn't be retiring in the first place, should you? And you made poor choices. Let me tell you something, people. I've made poor choices in my life, too, along the way. I've learned from them. But to take away from this, people, is you're going to have to start at some point in time. Now, again, I know many of the people listening right now say, Markowski, I'm maxing everything out. I'm doing everything. I get that. I get that. I understand. This is not for everybody. This is a bit of a wake-up call, though, to many people out there. Many people that actually could be doing a little bit more. I'm going to take a break and, you know, this talk about independence and freedom, which we're big on here, in case you noticed. Personal responsibility, all that good stuff. I did a column back in 2004. From time to time, we drag it back up because, well, they're important points. Again, a while ago, 2004. Again, it's before social media and all that good stuff. But it's basically a guide. Financial Independence Top 20. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Hey, watchdogonwallstreet.com, our site. Take advantage of all the great stuff we have, our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners. Watchdogonwallstreet.com. We also have our 24-hour day help hotline, 800-471-5984.
And not to mention the shedding, I would vacuum the carpet 3 times a week. Frodo was scratching all night long, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dynavite is nutrition.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dynavite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Ah, springtime. More color, more light. Let the sun shine in and frame it beautifully with fresh new window coverings from Budget Blinds. We're your neighborhood experts, and we're backed by the number one provider of custom window coverings in North America. Only Budget Blinds gives you style and service for every budget. We do it all for you. Bring the showroom right to your home. Then expertly design, measure, install, and back it up with the best warranty in the business. This spring, the more you buy, the more you save. Up to 15% on select window coverings. Call your neighborhood experts and see for yourself. Call 855-BUDGETBLINDS now for a free consultation right at home. Get savings up to 15%. Call 855-BUDGETBLINDS or go online to budgetblinds.com. Let the sun shine in and frame it beautifully. Call 855-BUDGETBLINDS now. Offer good on select products at participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
This report is brought to you by Nature's Bounty. Legendary gold medal figure skater Dorothy Hamill is partnering with Nature's Bounty to champion a movement towards better health and to unite people on one thing everyone can agree on, that no matter what, we're always better off healthy. As a professional figure skater, mother, breast cancer survivor, and advocate for children with disabilities, Dorothy is using her unique experience to encourage others to be their best healthy selves.
As a professional athlete, I have always made a strong commitment to my health. In partnering with Nature's Bounty, I want to inspire everyone to take that leap to focus on being healthy now, so we can be prepared for all of life's big celebrations and victories, along with those small everyday moments, which truly make life special.
For additional inspiration, including more tips on how to stay healthy inside and out, visit www.naturesbounty.com and connect with us at facebook.com/naturesbounty.
Taking Wall Street's liars, crooks, and cheats out behind the woodshed, you're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Little earth, wind, and fire. This is one of the number one wedding songs going, pretty much, is it not? Anyway, welcome back. It is The Watchdog on Wall Street show. We're getting into the Financial Independence Top 20. They had this on CNBC, and I don't know what they were complaining about. They were basically talking about how people that make a significant salary, they're not able to save much money either. And they highlight and they show the budget of this couple in New York City that makes $500,000 a year between the two of them. Now, New York City is not cheap by any stretch. Very expensive place to live. Taxes, housing, you name it. But I go through here and they show that this couple, they at least they're maxing out their 401k each and putting $18,000 in. Shows what their child care expenses are for the year, which is pretty high, $42,000. That's their most expensive thing outside of their mortgage. Home maintenance, property taxes. There are three vacations a year, $18,000 there? And again, I don't have any problem with that number. Because it's a lot of money on vacation. No. Enjoy your life. That's okay. But then I see stuff like this. Car payment. I got a BMW 5 Series and a Toyota Land Cruiser. And I'm saying to myself, you live in New York City. If you want the cars, move to the suburbs. What are you, crazy? I lived in New York City for 10 years and didn't have a car. And you're paying all this money on your car payments and you're paying to park the things. Why? It's absolutely insane. And then it gets into the student loans that they have. And this couple is 35 years old. And I'm like, merciful. You still haven't paid those things off. Anyway, financial independence. You want it when? When you want it. Number one on my list, and I'm not going to be able to do all of them here, was shopping is not your favorite pastime or hobby. Shopping is your favorite pastime or hobby. You're like that girl I was talking about that wants to lead the Instagram-worthy life, which is pathetic and sad. Number two, here's one that everyone should be familiar with. We talk about it often. When the price of equities drop, instead of getting worried, you sense an opportunity. Now, funny thing about that, we spent some time last weekend talking about this right here on the program. I saw a story this past week. Do you know that the month of February was the third greatest month in terms of dollar amount of money being pulled out of stocks? And it was from individual investors. I'm like, wow, we got a lot of geniuses out there that know how to trade that brokerage account of their 401k, yanking money in and out, when they should have been doing the exact opposite. Number three, when the stock market races through the roof, you get nervous. You get nervous in the sense that you want to start tailoring your portfolio, the old Mr. Miyagi, cut here, snip there. Number four, and this is an important one too. And this is the best way I could come up with in regards to managing it and putting money away on a regular basis. You pay yourself every month. You put money away from every darn paycheck. Another one. Here, it's important. Well, they're all important, but I'm not going to be able to get through them all. You have no problem selling losing investments. When you're wrong, you're wrong. When the fundamentals change, you're out. You see, you have certain rules for every single investment that you have, and that has to be one of them. You know what? It's time to say goodbye. Another one is you can detect conflicts of interest when your local schlock broker calls you up and tries to sell you something, or you see an ad on TV or on the radio. Number nine on my list is, again, goes right along with what we were just talking about first segment here, the monologue in the program. You have greater wealth than your neighbors, and they don't have any idea. We've always been fighting here on the program, keeping up with the Joneses. It is just that much more difficult today. Everybody wants to outdo everybody. Actually, there was a tweet that was just put out by one of my favorite comedians, Bill Murray. I'm trying to remember exactly how it went, but he basically, I'll kind of paraphrase. He puts out there about, you know, how social media, what it's done is it's got everybody analyzing everyone else's lives rather than looking at our own. Rather than looking at our own and actually understanding how special and unique we are. Number 11 here, another one. You can't afford. You could do it. You wanted to. You could afford to go out. You could purchase a new car. You could purchase a new boat. But you know what? You don't. You don't. You decide against it. Number 12. When brokers talk about how great they are at picking stocks, you're laughing on the inside. You laugh when your friends talk about some hot new hedge fund they bought into. Another really important one. The goals for your family do not hinge upon your portfolio posting double-digit annual returns. The things you want hinge upon you showing that type of return on a regular basis. You are behind the eight ball. And your stock broker is selling you a whole bill of goods. Anyway, this is some of the things on our financial independence top 20. Again, you want it when? Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Yeah, we got to get into, you know, talk a little bit about education. We got to talk about the tariff deal. Don't go anywhere. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News.
Today at the White House, President Donald Trump spoke out for the first time about the poisoning of a Russian spy in the United Kingdom earlier this month. Now, it looks like Russia is responsible for this. Take a listen to the president's initial comments when asked a question regarding this and what would happen.
I spoke with the prime minister, and we are in deep discussions, a very sad situation. It certainly looks like the Russians were behind it, something that should never, ever happen, and we're taking it very seriously, as I think are many others.
Moments ago, President Trump did make some remarks at the Friends of Ireland luncheon.
St. Patrick's Day is a time for us to honor and build upon the lasting bonds of our friendship between the United States and Ireland. Bonds forged through a very common heritage, shared values, and a united vision for a peaceful and prosperous future.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
An amazing song.
You know, I've never told anybody my story.
From Irwin Brothers Entertainment comes I Can Only Imagine.
When I was 11 years old, life was tough.
On March 16th, discover the untold story behind the beloved song that inspired millions.
My dad was a monster, and I saw God transform him, so I wrote this song for my dad.
I Can Only Imagine. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters March 16th. Go to IcanOnlyImagine.com.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Another aspect of keeping up the Joneses is where's my kid going to school? Oh, yeah. That's a competition, okay? It's a competition that no one speaks of. It's a competition that no one speaks of. And, you know, parents state, you know, where's my kid? Listen, it's all good. The kid works hard. The kid works hard and busts his butt. Bust his or her butt at school and gets into a fantastic school. There's reason to be proud of that. I'm not saying that there isn't. But again, you need to look at it a little bit differently nowadays. Mom, dad, it's not the same. It's not the same when we went to school. It's a hell of a lot more expensive. It's funny, the number one, number two, and number three items as far as inflation is concerned, healthcare, college education, and I'm not kidding, college textbooks. Blown away everything else. It's interesting, again, you watch these guys speak, and this guy, you would think, he's supposed to be a pretty smart guy. Jerome Powell, Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell. But Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell obviously doesn't really understand human nature very well. In the same way that Alan Greenspan didn't understand human nature. I remember Alan Greenspan up in front of the Senate committee after the financial crisis and saying, I never really thought that people would do something like this and not act in their best interest. It was extraordinary. The guy had not a clue. He was really clueless when it came to human nature. I know that they spend too much time on college campuses and hanging around with the same exact people, but he was out of it. And here's Jerome Powell, and he's talking about education debt and the fact that it's now close to $1.4 trillion. And he thinks this is something that we've got to work on and how this is going to have a real negative effect overall on the economy. And he's right. I've talked about that here. It changes things. It changes the behavior of people. I can't get married. I can't have kids. I can't afford this. I can't do that because I've got too much student loan debt. He also mentioned in this testimony, and again, I found this fascinating. He wondered why student debt can't be discharged in bankruptcy. Really? You wonder why, huh? Again, this is the head of the Federal Reserve. And I'm like, if you were able to discharge student loan debt in bankruptcy, what do you think the interest payments would be on those loans? Again, I don't have any problem with it because you know what it would do? If you could discharge, I'm telling you what exactly would happen. If you could discharge student loan debt in bankruptcy, it would, in essence, eliminate student loans. There wouldn't be any more student loans because nobody would go out and take out a student loan at an interest rate of 18 to 30%. Student loan debt would be priced the same as credit card debt. It's an unsecured loan. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? They're going to hook you up to a machine and take everything that you learned out of your brain and repossess it? This is the head of the Federal Reserve. I'm amazed at how naive this guy actually is. But the funny thing is, they're all kind of like that. They don't see the world for what it is. But anyway, it was an interesting story as well I want to touch on. It was in the Wall Street Journal about an honor student. It's a young girl from Pennsylvania who said, you know what? I really don't want to go to college. I really don't want to go to college. I want to go to trade school. I want to work on diesel engines. I want to go to technical school. And now everyone's telling her, no, that's a big mistake. Don't do that. You need to go to college. You need to do all these things. She didn't want to go. At this point in time, she doesn't want to go. She wants to learn how to work on diesel engines and become a mechanic where she can make money doing that. Now, let me tell you something. Colleges and universities are going nowhere. They're not. And I'm also here to tell you that many of the things that you can learn in college, you can do just like Will Hunting did. Remember that? Good Will Hunting? He gets into the argument with the ponytail grad student from Harvard and tells him he got his education with a library card. You can. What, you can't look up the curriculum, look up the reading requirements for various different classes? You go to a library and get those books out. I do it all the time. You can do this at any point in time. Colleges and universities aren't going anywhere. I'm getting constant emails from universities asking me to take various different degrees and do this, that, and the next thing. You send your kid to school when they tell you, I need to go to school for this reason because I want to do this with my life. And then you do basically a cost-benefit analysis of the entire thing. Oh, you want to be a school teacher. Okay, you need to go to college. But guess what? You do not need to go to the private school that's going to cost $60,000 a year. The numbers don't add up. Understanding what an education is, understanding what it's going to cost, understanding all of these things is very, very important.
Don't put your kids behind the eight ball. Anyway, got to take another quick break here. Went long. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Again, we have college planning kits, part of our financial planning kit stuff. All of it's free at our website, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Our 24-hour-a-day help hotline, 800-471-5984.
Mike Hewitt here. Let's get beyond the obvious. Our mainstream media seems bent on advancing their politics, wrapped in sensationalism and sizzle at all cost. But what are those costs really costing us? They spotlight extremes as if those streams represent us, one positive, one negative, no matter the facts. Curious, like watching a sideshow, a freak show, we watch and see a nearly insurmountable divide. But are we really so divided? Does what divides us divide us on every single topic? The short answer is no. Can they find wingnuts and moonbats amongst our 330 million? Yep. Are such extremes representative of us? No. But what about that cost? You know the answer to this question. Our media has come to represent the antithesis of the destiny of our union of states. Don't let them do that to us. For more common sense, visit themikehewittshow.com.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up two bottles of Lico Chops, get the third bottle free. New improved Lico Chops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free. This is Henry Lukasevic for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Mario and Pemba here for your local Auto Value Parts stores. There's no feeling quite like the one you get from driving on the open road. So whether I'm keeping my ride clean or running smooth, I've come to depend on the team at my local Auto Value Parts stores. And you can place your order anytime at autoparts2020.com.
We have batteries, brakes, mufflers, and more. Store
where service is the difference.
We get it.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
How healthy are your gums? Research shows that harmful bacteria and plaque that lurk below the gum line can have a bigger impact than you might think. So how can we take better care of it? Dental hygienist and Crest and Oral-B Smile Council member Deborah Carrier tells us.
Especially as you get older, you're more and more prone to gum disease. The beauty of it is gum disease is reversible. It's not that hard to take care of if you catch it early. And just by having good habits with brushing and flossing and using the tools that we have available now, such as this new Crest Gum Detoxify. It has a specially formulated activated foaming ingredient that allows the toothpaste to get underneath your gums, and this foaming agent helps to neutralize that harmful bacteria. Studies actually show that 99% of all gingivitis patients showed reduced gum inflammation and bleeding in just 8 weeks after using Gum Detoxify.
Pick it up nationwide for $6.99.
Only man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back, everybody. It is The Watchdog on Wall Street show, and I went way long in the last segment, but that's okay. That's okay. I'm going to put everything together fairly quickly in regards to trade wars. Pew, pew, pew. Pew. Trade wars. Tariffs. Not going to be any trade war. Not going to be any trade war. It's funny. European Union was getting upset that we were putting some tariffs on steel and aluminum. And later on this week, in a story that nobody reported on, they put 70% tariffs on Chinese steel. 70. Not kidding. Countries cheat. Countries go behind each other. All sorts of things. Listen, I'm an Adam Smith capitalist. I'm a believer that two people should be able to sit down at a table, do business, both walk away happy. That's the best way of doing things. Always is. Always is. And you know what? If there's a problem that comes up in a business relationship, you need to address it. You need to address it because it's not good to have a relationship where one is getting over on someone else. That will sour the relationship. And again, we've got issues with our trade deals, without a doubt. Now, how do you think this is being played out, huh? Trump has taken out one position. There's going to be some meeting of the minds. Everything will work its way out. All of this is a lot of chatter. Again, I listen to these people, and it's honestly, it's becoming like the Peanuts. Like the adults in the Peanuts cartoons. Wah, 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 wah. I can't even listen to them anymore. You know, the funny thing is that I noticed, and I'm going to be honest, I don't like to speculate. As people know here, we're not speculators. We're not speculators, but I'm going to speculate here. And I'm doing this based upon just my experience and my knowledge. I've been watching how stocks have traded on this. And honest to God, it's not as if that the media is working hand in hand with Wall Street on this one. I'm sorry. I mean, listen, you want to talk about my experience, knowledge, all that stuff? We were the ones that actually uncovered the advertising contracts between the big firms and the networks saying that, hey, make sure you don't say anything bad about us or we're pulling our ads. Why, you don't think that they're working together on this and trading stuff? Okay. Whatever. I bet you they are. Just watch the way these things trade. It's hilarious. It really is. Don't buy into the hype. Don't buy into their nonsense. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We get back. We're going to do some stuff on some ripoffs and scams. Don't go anywhere.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Bringing you more cowbell than those other financial shows. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the Watchdog on Wall Street show. You know, I think about a lot of these business journalists nowadays, and you know, I'll see columns that they write, and I kind of click on their name, and I'll have their picture there, and they're kids. They really are. They're kids, and I'm starting to recognize my age. But I also recognize the fact that these kids, they really don't have any experience at all. And it truly is unfortunate that they went to school and maybe they learned a few things in journalism school, but they didn't learn about perspective. And there's certain ways you go about getting perspective, and that is through time, experience. That's a good way. Another good way is to read, and read a lot. And to ask questions. When you see something and it looks a certain way, turn it, move it, look at it from a different angle. For example, it was a column I said that saw this past week. It talked about how more millennials reported losing money to scams in 2017 than senior citizens. And they write the article, and the article is accurate in the sense that millennials are reporting more scams to the Federal Trade Commission than ever before, at a greater clip than senior citizens are, but it doesn't look deeper into the why. I know why. Listen, people with a lot of life experience that make mistakes don't like to admit when they make mistakes. I've been helping people out now for decades with ripoffs and scams and helping senior citizens out from all over the country. And oftentimes, you know what the worst part about it is? More often than not, the worst part about it is not the fact that they lost money. That hurts enough. That causes a problem in of itself. But what it does to that individual, that couple, what it does to their psyche, what it does to their confidence. You've got people that have oftentimes fought in wars, built businesses, raised families. And then at 70 years old, 68 years old, 60 years, it doesn't make any difference. They get taken. You know what a hit that is to them? And what I've noticed over the years is that senior citizens, they don't report it. They'll get ripped off, they'll get scammed, and it's such a shot to their pride. They're so embarrassed that they don't report it. Not to the authorities, not to the Federal Trade Commission. Eventually, they come to guys like us at the Watchdog on Wall Street show and Markowski Investments and get our help. But that's the difference why. Anyway. Quite a few emails in regards to this next one. Freedom checks. You're seeing and hearing the advertisements all over the place, all over talk radio, here, there, and everywhere. You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of Alan Stanford. Everybody remember Alan Stanford and his CDs at above market rates? Remember that guy? Well, basically what freedom checks are, it's not what the guy's telling you, okay? It's an investment. You put money in. It's called a master limited partnership. And yes, there is risk involved in these things. Wow, he sounds right. Wow, look at all the people that he's got on his website and his commercial there that are making all of this money. And he gives all these testimonials. You know all those testimonials are fake? Each and every one of them, we checked. Stock photography. Made up people. Are you going to trust somebody that is going to run an advertisement like that? First and foremost, I'm a registered investment advisor with the Securities and Exchange Commission. We can't use testimonials against the law. This guy's not licensed with anybody. He's putting out a commercial. He's putting out an ad. He's putting something out there, and he is selling it with lies. Is that, you got to ask yourself a question. Is that someone you want to do business with? You think that that's a wise idea? And that's not a difficult thing to check out. You can take a look at the photos and you can track them, believe it or not, and find out where they've been used elsewhere. The check he is holding is not a real check. He makes it look like an actual check from the Treasury Department. It is not. It's a lie. Now, I might get a lot more people to go to our website and request consultations with our certified financial planners, might get more people to call in and ask for help and have us put together their financial plan and help them out. If I were to go on this program, and I got a hell of a lot bigger reach than this guy does, and started lying and making stuff up. Now, listen, eventually the SEC, they figure it out and I'd get in trouble. But man, oh man, imagine I come on here and I start, you know what? I start promising. We've got this great new thing. You know what? You're going to be able to see returns beyond your wildest belief. You can only get it through us here. You know how many phone calls I would get? How many hits to our website? How many people would sign up for that? Don't be a fool, people. Okay? Everything in life that has meaning, value, and worth involves work, time, and effort. No exceptions. Get the help you need. We're always here for you. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. That's WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Or give us a call. 800-471-5984. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
St. Patrick's Day is a time for us to honor and build upon the lasting bonds of our friendship between the United States and Ireland. Bonds forged through a very common heritage, shared values, and a united vision for a peaceful and prosperous future.
President Donald Trump earlier today at the Friends of Ireland luncheon. Now the President and House Speaker Paul Ryan spoke at that luncheon. Also today there's been lots of talk of a shakeup at the White House, even more of a shakeup, you could say. Rumor has it that H.R. McMaster is one of the guys on the way out. Well, former ambassador to the United Nations, John Bolton, today was asked on Fox News if he's one of the guys who may be coming into the White House.
Well, you know, it is my longstanding, and I appreciate very boring policy, not to comment on personnel matters, and that's what I'm still doing, even though I'm in Las Vegas.
Bolton was also asked if he was at the White House last week. He would not answer that question as well. This is USA Radio News.
This is Michael David from Seattle. I'm 51 years old, and 6 months ago, I started taking Andro 400 to increase my testosterone. Since then, I've lost 35 pounds of fat, and my waist went from size 38 to size 32. I have more energy, and I look and feel 20 years younger. And now, my wife tells me I have to take Andro 400.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds, and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400, and I've maintained my weight at 172. Gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Andro 400, the natural way to increase testosterone, lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great. Try Andro 400, the safe, effective, affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
The man convicted of manslaughter in the 2016 road rage shooting death of former NFL running back Joe McKnight was sentenced to 30 years in prison today. Ronald Gasser faced up to 40 years in prison, but his lawyers argued that Gasser fired in self-defense when McKnight walked up to his car following a five-mile confrontation. Thousands of students across the country walked out of class in what originally was billed as a memorial to the 17 victims of the Parkland High School shooting, but it quickly turned into a march on gun control. Were parents misled about this information and what the march was all about? Julie Gunlock is with the Independent Women's Forum, and she believes so. Take a listen.
While parents are being told that the walkout yesterday was a memorial to the 17 victims of the school shooting in Parkland, and what frustrated me was that if you look at the website of the organizers of the National School Walkout, they were very clear that this walkout was to pressure Congress to pass restrictive gun laws.
This is USA Radio News.
Want to refresh your wardrobe and home? Get to Kohl's Friends and Family Sale and take an extra 20% off with promo code FRIEND. With an extra 20% off, LC Lauren Conrad floral tops are just $23.99. Jumping Beans tees are only $6.40. And a KitchenAid Artisan Stand Mixer is $299.99. And you'll get $60 Kohl's cash. A spring refresh.